every move we make.
Welcome to episode number 163 of the Sane Asylum. I'm your host and supreme benevolent leader in waiting, Giuseppe. And for the Jewish infestation of this country, I'm your Moshiach, Giuseppe. No co-host tonight. My friend, your friend, John Friend, has real world responsibilities that prevent him from joining us. He'll be back in 2 weeks, and as we know, the real world always triumphs the virtual chit-chat. All right, hope everybody's doing well. Hope everybody's had a really enjoyable weekend, getting into the so-called dog days of summer. It's interesting. Many of you know that 20 years ago I went back to college, one of the top five oriental medicine schools in the country, graduated summa cum laude with a master's in oriental medicine, a bachelor's of science in eastern western nutrition. I've had my own small holistic practice going on 15 plus years now, longer I guess, about 15. And what's interesting in oriental medicine is there's actually five seasons. Traditional Chinese medicine goes back thousands of years, and because so much of China in late summer was so consistently hot and humid, they in medical treatment, oriental medicine treatment, they created a fifth season. So you have the four seasons that we know about, and then they inserted a fifth one called late summer, which dealing with the body's reaction to 90 plus and constantly humid for 2 months. And it is incredibly stagnating and really bad for your body. And so there's plenty of things to do. But one of the easiest things to do is eat a lot of watermelon. It nourishes your yin and has enough fiber to flush everything. So that and stay cool, right? There's plenty more, but that's a start. All right. So we're going to do clips in hour one. And I got some good ones. And then we'll open up the phone lines and you become co-host for hour number two. And always enjoy talking with the listeners who take the time in their lives to join us. All right, producer Sam, if we can start with clip number 12. This is a really good short summation of the real reason the parasitic Jews, Zio-communists, attacked Germany and started what the normies call World War II, but it was really Jew Bankster II. So check this clip out.
Hitler had created a new monetary system for the Germans called the Labor Treasury Note. He had outlawed usury by punishment of death and created a new Deutschmark that was backed only by productive German physical and intellectual labor. His method cut out the cancerous international banking cabal and was also the blueprint for shattering the New World Order. The Rothschild cabal was about to be thrown out in more countries than just Germany. They had to burn Germany from end to end to stop this financial revolution from taking root on an international scale, because the world was watching the German economy as it took off like a rocket after the parasitic banksters were deleted from the equation. This is the prime but not the only reasons that the Holocaust lie is pushed so heavily, so that the masses never know the truth of how to break free of the Jewish banking system death grip.
All right, short and sweet, exactly right. That's why we really had World War II, which killed, probably if you really add it up with residual injuries and the death of the millions after World War II from starvation by the evil fiends that joined with the vile Jews to crush Germany. You're probably looking at 100 million decent white men and women just destroyed by these Talmudic Satanists. Keep in mind one thing that's such a crock of shit about all the perfidious Jew, right? They're, oh no, we're Mosaic Jews, we're Torah Jews, we're Reformed Jews. There is only one Jew. That's the Talmudic Satanic Jew. Every one of them delude themselves into thinking they somehow, you know what, when push comes to shove, they're pushing the entire Talmudic agenda of the homos, the trannies, the being able to rape boys and girls, age three and above, the world capital in Jerusalem, Israel. So don't kid yourself. They're such. It's ingrained in their genes. They're such perfidious liars. They delude themselves. But the point is there's only one Jew, and they're the children of the devil, the children of Moloch, whatever, Lucifer's children. It's so much is shrouded about what's really gone on with that subhuman cult. But the one thing that's common is for literally thousands of years, millennia is what I was going to say, but I was starting to come out as millions. For millennia, they have done the same thing, stolen white children and tortured them, fornicated with them, and then sacrificed them. They've always managed to, like the cancer they are, metastasize into corridors of power and then enslave the host country. So all this other nonsense, oh, we're Mosaic Jews, fuck you, you're all children of the devil, Talmudic Jews. And let's now move on, Producer Sam, to clip number, let's go with clip number 15. Now, this is a cautionary tale. This is unbelievable. I know that there's been some brave people, independent media people, trying to tell this story for over a decade. But but the mainstream media frames it like, oh, it's just these Africans rising up and taking their country back. You know what? The only time South Africa was really invaded was by the diamond coveting Jews. And so they, right there, you have the Jew parasitic rulers, the South African black elites who like having the power and are like attack dogs for these Jews. And then now they're taking it out on the courageous Boer men and women, the farmers. And what's so funny is these Groids, they don't know how to farm. They lack the self-discipline in so many capacities. And yet they're literally wiping out millions of the very people who can feed them. How stupid is that? So this is a heartbreaking and tragic report from a young white South African woman whose fiancé was murdered, and she was raped 6 times by these animals. Well, no, I love animals, by these subhuman demons. Listen to this. Crazy.
Dear South Africans, 24 days ago, we had a home invasion. My fiancé was murdered, and I was wounded 6 times. The way I'm feeling right now, this country is growing to shit. Now my question is when Will South Africans start standing up when we have a minimum of 3 people dying per hour that is being murdered and nothing is being done to protect our South Africans? And my fiancé was extremely brave and he had protected me with his life. And my question to you is, when does the crime affect your household? When does it become your family members that gets murdered? And why are we not taking action to start putting an end to this crime? Now, it's all great that you watch the good feel stuff on TikToks and Facebook and all of that, but guys, it's time for a reality check. Regardless of what you do, if criminals want in, they will get in. Regardless of the measures that you put in to protect yourself and your household, it's still not enough. And the sad reality of this is why are we living in cages while our criminals are running around, killing, murdering, stealing, raping, and we're all just accepting it? I would like to have people start sharing the news of others. 24 days, not a local newspaper has put anything in on this murder. How many other crimes are we not hearing of?
All right. That is tragic beyond belief. And that is a cautionary tale, because right now, if you follow social media or independent media, you've seen in the last week this 400-pound naked groid female shibun side of beef was walking down a San Francisco highway naked. Ugh, brutal to look at that. With a handgun randomly shooting at cars, right? And that, white drivers, of course. And the same time frame in the last week or so, you had a demented, demonic young male groid on a scooter in New York City driving around randomly shooting white people. And he shot this 87-year-old white man in the back. And I watched the video. It's heartbreaking. He's trying to reach his back. It's between his shoulder blades, so he can't reach it. And you see the blood beginning to pour out. And he finally collapses and dies. And so I'm sure that affirmative action, step and fetch it, the mayor, Eric Adams, is going to pardon him, right? Probably. Or, you know, give him a fine and 10 hours of community service. I mean, it's unbelievable that these weak-minded blacks get into these various positions of power. They're literally installed by these Iocommunist Jews, either Soros and his demonic ilk on the Bolshevik 2.0 left, or by the Zionists with their Antifa support and the burn, loot, murder support and the ESG, environmental social score, and the DEI score, which is, it should be DIE. I forget who said that, what is brilliant. Diversity, inclusion, equity. You're all going to die. And that's exactly what it is, because of the synagogue of Satan, the perfidious Jew. Anything that comes out of a Jew's mouth, as we well know, is a lie. And so, and inverted, true, right? So I've been having this ongoing series on my Wednesday night or Friday night show, either the Wednesday Hump Day Sane Asylum, Wednesdays 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on Speak Free Radio and a whole bunch of video simulcast platforms. Well, I can tell you, got plenty of time. Facebook, Twitter, Odyssey, and Rumble. And I'm looking at maybe moving up over to a couple more. And stay tuned for that. And so, and then on Friday, The Perfect Triangle. And there's this gentleman, really fascinating guy named Pastor Eli James. And he was born a Catholic, and he wrote this book I'm holding up for the video, The Great Impersonation, this whole idea of Christian identity. And I don't know, I'm not a biblical scholar. I mean, I've been of the mind that there's tidbits in there, but it's been rewritten so many times, especially by the despicable Jew, that I really question anything that's in there. But, you know, he was born a Catholic and raised a Catholic. Like I was, he was down the road in Chicago. I was up the road in Milwaukee, and he's, I think he's about 10 years older than me. But the guy started studying the Bible deeply 50 years ago, and he became a biblical scholar. He left Catholicism and became a Christian identity guy. And he's written, his first release of The Great Impersonation was 20 years ago, and he just released the fourth edition with a lot of new information. And you can get that at MoneyTreePublishing.com with our brother Dave Gaheri, who courageously publishes books no one else would publish. MoneyTree Publishing, all together, OneString.com. You should really buy the book. It's really a slow read because it's mind-blowing. And yet, you know, Eli has said on these shows, Pastor Eli has said on these shows that, you know, you need these different concordances. You need someone who you can trust as a translator. And eventually you can start to get to the idea that, of course, the children of the devil, as Christ himself, Jesus the Christ, called them, are the great inverters. So the real chosen people, the really real Israelites in the realm of Christian identity is the white tribe. And I really, you know, I've been looking into suppressed history, like the Scythians. They were this incredibly powerful, badass band of redheaded, not Vikings, way before the Vikings, that wherever they were nomads, and wherever they went, they conquered, and they hung around for a while. They weren't interested in the spoils, the riches, and they moved on, and they were always interested in new experiences and new adventures. And so they've been pretty much wiped out of history, as is the fact that the actual Buddha, the original statues, are of a red-headed white man. So you start to put the pieces together. And Eli himself said on one of the shows that, you know, coming out of the Great Flood, as humanity rebuilt, there was probably a more advanced civilization. Some people say Atlantis. Some people say something else. It's amazing what they're finding, like at Göbekli Tepe, that there was a buried city 22,000 years ago. They knew the flood was coming, and they wanted to. And this German archaeologist is slowly, and he didn't tell anybody. That's why it's not suppressed. So it's public knowledge now. And they're finding this language they can't decipher yet, and these images of these animals and entities that they can't make sense of. So clearly there has been more than what the lying Jew and their materialism and their scientism and their lies of history, everything that you're told historically is either a half-truth, a specious lie, or out-and-out lie, in fiction. And so keep that in mind. And so when the greatest embarrassment as a white man is these, 50 million, 70 million shitheads in this country who are so weak-minded, so weak-willed, so weak in body as well, that they think that what the grifter, the British grifter, the drunk Charles Cyrus Schofield wrote in the Schofield Reference Bible, that the actual enemies of the new covenant of Jesus the Christ who murdered him, the Jew, I mean, they weren't called Jews then. They were called, the Judahites or the Pharisees or what have you. But it doesn't matter. The point is that they have stolen our rightful mantle. That is, we are the chosen race of God, right? And God, the Creator. Who knows what the real story is? I wish I had a source that would tell us the truth, so we just try and piece it together. And as such, let's move on to another clip. And let's go with clip number six, Sam, please. And this is the causes of the war against whitey, right? I mean, those Groys shooting whites in broad daylight. And it's only going to get worse. I mean, South Africa, unless we stand up against it, and we must. So check this clip out.
White people are genetically predisposed to burning faster in the sun. Only fit to live and grovel underground like
you
goblins.
White people are on an endangered list, and unlike, say, the bald eagle or some exotic species of muskrat, you are not worth saving.
When you rape a white bitch, it's like stealing candy from a store. It's not a big deal. It happens all the time.
White people are losing their majority, and it can't happen fast enough. Soon we will replace them all.
I woke up this morning and got on Twitter. First thing I see is two white people died. The world is becoming a better place.
White supremacy is the greatest problem facing our nation.
White men must be stopped. The very future of mankind depends on it.
All I want for Christmas is white genocide.
I looked in my driveway, and these flyers were telling the truth about Jews. For years, we've been able to operate behind the scenes, using the Holocaust for political power, getting whatever we want, which is ultimately the death of the white race. And suddenly there are these flyers telling the truth about Jews and exposing our agenda. I found one about the ADL and how it was started to defend a rapist who blamed niggers for raping Mary Fagan. Why are they telling people that? That's going to ruin everything. Who the fuck do these white people think they are?
We Jews have been trying to genocide whites for thousands of years. Every year you watch more and more MUDs and niggers come into your country. We're doing that. We know you can't live together. That's not the goal. The goal is genocide. We Jews cannot feel safe as long as white men exist, because they see through our charade. They see the laws tightening down on them. They see the law society turned against them. And like Hitler, they will try to send us away. Or worse, they will kill us like the subversive goblins we are.
I was molesting children when the rabbi called and asked if I wanted to buy cocaine. I said, yes, of course. And while waiting for the bagman, I noticed a flyer on the ground. It was exposing how we Jews are behind every aspect of pedophilia. It made me feel really unsafe. I lost my goblin boner and didn't want to fuck the child I was keeping prisoner anymore. How could white people do this to us in the nation they built that we're subverting? It really seemed like Hitler.
With all of the usury, pornography, subversion, and degeneracy we have given this country we're invading, how can they treat us this way? We've worked so hard for so long to subvert this country and destroy our sworn mortal enemies. What kind of world am I stealing for my daughter if white people are allowed to exist in the nation they founded? How can we have free speech if white people are allowed to say whatever they want, regardless if it's true?
In Israel, we just outlawed any speech about Jesus Christ. Fuck these Christian dogs. They're all fucking goyim. I want to fuck their little kids. How can I do that if Christians don't stand with us Jews? How can I do cocaine and fuck their little daughters if they don't trust us completely, even though they would be imprisoned in our home country?
Shit. These motherfucking Jews be like, hey, we be wanting to kill all these white motherfuckers and shit. Well, we niggas be wanting to kill them motherfuckers and shit too. They motherfucking ass did slavery on us, stole all the shit we invented. Shit. We even invented white people. The Jews taught us this at college and shit. Once we was allowed to get into college, they ain't never asked us if we even wanted to go to college.
We Jews have always had a special relationship with these niggers ever since we brought them here on the slave ships. These niggers have always worked for us, but they're fucking stupid fucking niggers. So we just tell them white people did it. They don't even know the difference. They're so dumb. We need them to protect us from white people. And once all the white people are gone, we'll just kill all the niggers. Or we'll just give them guns and drugs and they'll kill each other. I mean, that was all these centuries ago, and they don't even have construction codes or electricity in their homeland.
All right. That was, of course, a deep fake by one of the clever, handsome truth posse. It might have been Flood, might have been White is Right, or might have been Black Crimes Matter. But anyway, the point is they're telling the truth and using true free speech that very few people have the courage to do. Because this whole, you can't use the word nigger, or you can't use the word this or that. You know what? There, free speech is free speech. And if you don't like it, you can turn it off. And the point is, it's over-the-top satire making the point of what the Jew is really doing. All right, let's move on to clip number 13. You know, one of the biggest things that's all over the globalist Jew-controlled media and advertising is racial misogyny. You know, I grew up a tolerant individual. I was a progressive, left-leaning progressive. I thought it, saw it more, life more as a inequality in a caste system, and the corporatists and the bankers. And it took me a while to realize that it's all the Jew, of course. But you know, one of the ways they're out to destroy the white race is to push that, you know, hooking up and having a mulatto baby with some black or some Asian or some Mexican is a good thing, or some Filipino. And you know what? Love is love. If that's the way you want to go, hey, you know, it's a free country. But it's always been historically about 3 to 5% of the population take that route, right? And now it's much higher because, once again, the normies are so weak-minded and they're seeing it on TV, and it's so incredibly offensive that every advertisement these days has to have a black man and a white woman, or an Asian woman and a Mexican or a black, It's just sickening. But check this out. This is who is pushing race mixing the past couple decades. Well, we of course know, but check this out.
Someone is stampeding the white European peoples into self-destruction. Who is it? And why are they doing this? Somebody wants to stampede whites into racial mixing and racial annihilation. Why do they want to do that? Why do they want white people to race mix and immediately lose what nature has taken eons to create? This never happened before. Their parents and grandparents didn't do this. It wasn't their way before. Who teaches them this? The different peoples are subspecies of the human race. Just like pugs or Irish wolfhounds are wonderful subspecies of the dog, and shires and Arabian horses are subspecies of the horse. Race obviously exists because differences in bodies obviously exist. And temperament and spirit, too. Scientists can distinguish race and ethnic group just from a bone. It's replete in the subtle essence, DNA. The people who have promoted the idea that race doesn't exist are liars. And they are a people who believe their own type exists. So they are two-faced. Race is not a social construct. Race is the construct of nature and God. And the different peoples with their different bodies, faces, and natures are the creation of great time, great aeons and aeons of time. They are also the creation of Mother Nature. And she used her various natural environments to create them. The north and the mountains create one type of people. The tropical climes and jungles, another. So the different ethnic groups with their bodies and faces are the children of time and nature herself. In the case of the white Europeans, or the Aryan stock peoples, they chose the north. And their Nordic bodies, Nordic faces, and Nordic minds are the creation of long ice ages under Nordic skies and northern rigors. White people, my beautiful people, have the northern wind in their hair, the northern skies in their faces, hands trained to speed and skill by northern challenges.
All right, I think we're coming up to the break here any moment, so I guess I'll jump in and say you're listening to The Sane Asylum, episode number 163. I'm your host, the Moshiach Giuseppe, and after these messages, we'll come back for part two, the second half hour of clips, and then we'll open up the phones after the top of the hour. And then at 11 p.m., stay tuned for the King of Sunday Night, the one and only Robert Ravel and Incendiary Radio. Stay tuned after these messages.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
An old man in a nursing home, kill an Uber driver begging for her life, shoot a little girl playing on a front lawn. That's what niggers do, cause that country's run by kikes. Call for the cops, Karen's your new name, fired from your job for speaking up. Yeah, white is had enough, but you can't hide in a small town. Diversity is coming down the road. Around here we don't defend our own. If you say nigger, we'll grab the phone. Conservatives are gonna sell you out. Don't try that in a small town. You can't run from the problems in the city. Big truck, you can't hide in the small town. LGBT, you're marching down your road. Around here, we're snitching on our own. We call the feds, it won't take long. They'll lock you up, I recommend you don't. Don't try that in a small town.
All right. That's a better version of the Jason Aldean song by a gentleman named Eraser. Try that in a small town. Now that is the state of race trading traitorous cucks and the insane Antifa Bolshevik 2.0 types. And this country is in serious doo-doo, and everyone who flies an American flag should literally be flying it upside down right now. All right, I'm your host, Giuseppe, and we're going to continue on with the clips. But before we do, you know, how many stations would you be able to hear some of these clips? And hats off to Johnny Sunshine, a dear brother who sends me a lot of links and saves me the time of finding them. And several of those he found and shared with me. So thank you, Johnny. I really appreciate your friendship. And but RBN has the courage to, granted it's late night on a Sunday night where, you know, we're not, I'm not the typical host for their prime audience during the week, but they still, and same with Speak Free Radio, you know, there's a few outlets that have the courage to say what must be said, the truth, not the lies from the perfidious Jew. And as such, you know, John Stadtmiller was a dynamo, and he created Republic Broadcasting, and sadly his life ended too early, you know, going on a year and three quarters ago he died, young, only in his 60s. And he was the driving force, and he, you know, charismatic leaders like that can bring in money. But since then, it's been a real struggle for RBN. And so if you can afford to, please go to their excellent store. The Wild Pastures is excellent, excellent. I mean, you can compare it to even going to a box store and buy an organic chicken, and you order their chicken. Remarkably better, and same with the beef and everything. So, and a lot of the supplements and the things they sell, really good. So they get a cut of everything. Or if you did well in crypto, or maybe you played with the house at the kosher casino and you made money on Wall Street the crazy bull market of the last decade, we'll send them $500 if you're worth $5 million. You know, keep this station on the road. Just go to republicbroadcasting.org, and there's plenty of ways to support the station. I hope that you can do it if you can afford to. All right. So, you know, one of the better things that I've come across is in the protocols they call when the satanic imprinting and mind control didn't take, and there's a lot of born Jewish who woke up and just, you know, the best example is Bobby Fischer, and you know, they're called the lesser brethren or the self-loathing Jew. And one such guy, he was doing pretty well in Hollywood, but he was completely offended by the rampant pedophilia and torture for adrenochrome and what have you. And there was this fella, he was a Jewish origin, his name is Isaac Kappy, K-A-P-P-Y. And this is a video, and he's telling brutal truths, and he was suicided. He did not kill himself. He said he wouldn't kill himself. But Mr. Kappy, you know, there's nothing more admirable than a lesser brethren who turns on the tribe and says no to their satanic murderous ways. So check this clip out. Sam, it's clip number 11. All right,
I don't understand it. Some people are just like really into the evil shit. Yarvo. Oh, I'm not going to talk about Tom Hanks either, who is also a pedophile. Tom Hanks, folks, is a pedophile. I'm sorry if this is the kind of bursting your bubble, all this information is new, but it's time that this comes out into the open, because we are going to change the way everything works, because at the top levels of wealth, of power, the very top levels, these people are just sick and psycho. Look into the Rothschild family. Do some research. You heard it's cannibals. Yeah, there is cannibalism. You know, the higher you go, the more sick it gets. Peterwood has been happening for a very long time. Yes, it has. A very, very, very long time. And this is the thing. This is what really hurts about the situation, because a lot of people are kind of born into this. They grow up in it. They are abused. And through the abuse, especially as a child, you can break someone's subconscious mind. If you're not aware of any of this stuff, look into MKUltra. I heard Bronfman has Fiji. Oh, yeah. Yeah. By the way, Bronfman, if you don't know who that is, Claire Bronfman, she's a heiress for Seagram's, the liquor company, and she got arrested yesterday. Oh, Jimmy Savile. Yes, I'm getting into that. That's on my notes here. That's in my notes. The royal family. Yeah. Jimmy Savile raped and murdered hundreds of kids over the course of 3 decades or longer. No one ever looked into it. And he hung out with the royal family. He was knighted. And
all right, there you go. I mean, telling those truths when you've already got a name for yourself, like he was on some pretty popular shows and such, and they did the same thing to him and the same thing to the rock star Chris, the lead singer from Soundgarden. I can't think of his last name right now, and then the guy who supposedly was John Podesta, who is another pedophile and child murderer with his brother in England. They found a 13-year-old girl murdered, and they had a forensic sketch artist draw the picture of the two white men who raped and murdered her, and it was like you were looking at the driver's license photo of the Podesta brothers. So it's bad. And even the Jewish chef Tony, what's his name? I lose some of the last names. It's interesting, but he was a big guy, a name, traveled the world eating different kinds of food, and he was working with some of these guys. They supposedly, I don't know if it's true or not, we're going to do a big expose documentary film about what's going on. Isaac Cappy was involved, and they were all suicided and killed by sexual autoerotic asphyxiation, which is a symbol, the Satanists let the those who know that they were murdered. So, all right. Okay, so I don't know what to make of the Israeli News Live people. They seem to be decent people. They seem to be lesser brethren telling some truths. I don't know. Intuitively, I don't really know about the husband and wife. Some people I know well say they're okay, but you never know. I don't know. But this is an interesting clip, Sam. If you could cue up clip number 16, where the wife of the husband and wife team, Jana Ben-Nun of Israeli News Live, explains the real end game of the Talmudic Satanists, and it's disturbing.
An Israeli take, according to the book called Jewish Utopia. Now, they are building their own kingdom. It's the Jewish earthly kingdom with headquarters in Jerusalem, where their AI Messiah will be, and they're going to rule the world through the law. You know, it will be international, one law, one religion, basically, Luciferian religion. So yes, in a Talmud, this is the Jewish earthly kingdom, and this is why the Zionist Christianity have embraced Kileism. And this is how Jews and Christians are getting together, and Christians are so deceived, thinking that they're working for the good thing, for the Jews, like they're helping the Jews. The Jews are supposed to get this kingdom. Yet this is Zoharic doctrine, and it does not have good intention. As I said, that they want to rule the world, they want to get Gentile riches, and they want to rule the Gentiles. They don't consider Gentiles fully human beings. And in fact, as an end game, they have this strange doctrine, Adam Kadmon doctrine, which Adam Kadmon originally was, according to Zohar and Talmud, he was androgynous, you know, Adam, like he wasn't male, or he was male female in one body. And this is why you see this transgender agenda today, and there are laws, very serious laws, passing in Alberta, Canada.
Is Zionism behind the transgender movement?
It gets its origin in Zionism, and it gets its origin in the Talmud, Zohar, and Kabbalah. It's a Kabbalistic doctrine of Adam Kadmon, which is eventually they have this doctrine called Tikkun Olam, repairing the world. Yes. So how do they want to repair the world? They want to bring it to the original. Who was original Adam? He was androgynous. So now they're putting specific things in food and drink, and they're basically their end game is to make humans that on Earth that will survive whatever it is they're bringing androgynous.
Well, there you go. That's pretty brave of her, and it's absolutely right. I've been saying for years now that in Oriental Medicine, the Perfect Triangle, the first show I did when I came back to the media, was based on the Oriental Medicine concept of superior health, holistic health, a perfect triangle of body, mind, and spirit. And the satanic Talmudic Jew is attacking multiple generations now, poisoning the body with glyphosate, with the ridiculous quaxinations and all the poisons in there, this spraying that's going on worldwide of who knows what is in there, you know, aluminum, all these toxic things. You've got the crypto Jew, the psychopath, Dr. Bill Gates, wanting to take over the food supply and move, and he's the largest farm owner in America right now. I mean, this guy, if ever there was a movie that needed to come true, Kill Bill, that this is the time. This guy is a psychopath. He's propped up by the Rothschild Satanist types, and he is just one of these complete buffoons who thinks he's the smartest guy in the room, and he's not. He's just a mentally ill psychopath, and yet he keep, you know, this latest thing with appeal where he coats organic fruit, and the corrupt FDA has approved it. Do not eat any fruit with that appeal thing. Do not eat anything that this sick subhuman Gates is putting his money behind, the fake meat. You know how they're growing meat? They're growing it out of immortal cancer cell lines. So you do not want to eat it. They think they understand. Well, they are materialists and they are Satanists, so they think this is the only realm, but you know, the energy, the chi, as the Chinese call it, the life force that animates all things, that is the way to good health. And I could go on and on, but, you know, I want to play some more of these clips. You know, one of the interesting things, but yeah, find locally sourced food. Again, the Wild Pastures is excellent. You can order. Their prices are fair for what you're getting, and buy from local farmers. And in a minute, I'm going to play a clip. Actually, I'll play that clip next. Sam, if you could cue up clip number 5. There are a bunch of brave, independent, organic farmers who are saying no to the Jew tampering mRNA poisons. And you know, to me, what we're seeing now with all this genetic manipulation is like in the ghetto, and you give a little 3-year-old a loaded gun with 4 bullets in it, and everything's going to be okay, right? They have no clue about the energies that drive all reality and drive life. And they think that they can and the last time they got close to it, the so-called allegory of the Tower of Babel, I think that was probably real history. And so, you know, where are these creators that should come and right this wrong? I mean, until then, we're going to have to name them, and hopefully more brave farmers like this gentleman, this farmer in clip 5. Go ahead, Sam.
Not for $10 million would we inject our animals with this mRNA vaccine that everybody's talking about. Wanted to address this. We've been getting a lot of questions recently, and let everybody know where we stand, where Carter Country Meat stands. And if it is mandated, we won't comply, because we need to be clear that this mRNA stuff, it is not a vaccine. It is a gene therapy. And I know there's some very smart, very intelligent people out there, but when you get it to this level, you're playing God. And as far as I'm concerned, the last time I prayed, that position was already filled. And for two, we're not addressing the elephant in the room, which is the management. And when you operate in a regenerative practice and keep animals out and operating more in terms of the law of nature, and not in this like highly confined environment, the prevalence of sicknesses goes way down, like way down. And I know, I've been doing this my whole life, and I've done it. I've had cattle in feedlot, and I've doctored them, and had sick ones all over the place, and just cattle dying. I understand this. And when you switch your management practices, you don't need all this. So believe in better. Take care of your body and understand.
All right. What a courageous Carter Meets. I didn't know that he named him Mr. Carter, Farmer Carter. God bless you and keep you. And hopefully your message will spread like wildfire, and we'll have a million Carter Farms, and Bill Gates can go and sit on a pitchfork, and especially the middle prong going right up where it belongs. You know, I monitored the chats in Rumble and Odyssey and Telegraph, SFR, Speak Free Radio as best I can. And I want to thank Riot Earth because it was Chris Cornell and Chester Bennington were the two lead singers from those famous bands. And Anthony Bourdain was the – and they were supposedly all working on exposing this along with Isaac Cappy and others. And they've all been auto-asphyxiated, suicided. So I think there's something there. And hopefully they're doing supporting the war as above, so below, the war against evil on a higher plane. And God rest in peace, all three of you courageous gentlemen. All right, so this next clip, you know, I don't know what to make of Stu's Peter. He came out of nowhere. He was a bad wigger rapper, and then supposedly a bounty hunter. Now he's like, you know, knocking on Alex Jones' door as far as money making and reach. You know, I don't know, but you know, he does do some pretty compelling interviews, and he's if he is controlled opposition, he's leaking a lot. But Sam, if you could cue up clip number three. This is interesting because we all talk about the Bilderbergers and the World Economic Forum and Bohemian Grove and the Council on Foreign Relations. But there is another – I've read about them before, and I think John Coleman wrote about them in a book several decades ago. But this is a French billionaire named Philippe Arguillet, who is whistleblowing on just how much the reach really is. Oh, really? Did I mess up? Huh. Oh, that's weird. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, okay, yeah. All right. I was talking to the producer.
And
it was a long post.
Today, I decided to bring transparency to what I would refer as to a shadow government that I've been very familiar with for the past 15 years. And if you want, I can explain to you what is a shadow government and what it has anything to do or everything to do with the official government that you elect every 4 years in your country.
Prior to you coming on, we spoke with Maria Zach, and I said to her, this sounds like a movie. This sounds fictional when we start throwing around words like shadow government. So yes, what is the shadow government and who's a part of it?
Well, first it does sound, and I absolutely relate to the people thinking that this could be basically a bad B-movie. But the truth is that this is real. This is real. The shadow government has been conducting your daily lives, and not only you, for close to 8 billion people on Earth. Shadow government is simply a group of some people behind the scene that have worked very closely with official government to put geopolitical agreements directly affiliated to military interventions in the world, only focus for a platform they only relate to. We have to understand, and for the people to understand on your show, a shadow government is extremely powerful, much more powerful than any elected government. A shadow government is actually the one who put together the agenda of each new government. And you do have very powerful billionaires behind it. Some of them are American, very well known to all of the American people and all over the world. And they are being part of an agenda that is directly put together with them, for them, and not directly for the people of the world. And that's why I'm here for. You're asking me, why am I here for? This is very personal. This is something that I do for myself, for my family, and it's the work of God. I really, honestly, Stu, if after our interview people say this is a bunch of whatever and we're not going to believe Philippe Archidier, it's fine. I don't really care. I know what I had to do, and my work is to give full transparency of what happens behind the scene.
So in a nutshell, what is the shadow government? Is the shadow government is a group of very rich, influential people around the world, some of which that are here in the United States, who control and manipulate the policies of world governments. That is what the shadow government is in a nutshell.
Yeah, I confirm this. 100%. I do confirm this.
And so does the shadow government control the government of the United States, the executive branch, Congress, the Senate, the Supreme Court?
Yes, it does. 100%. I do confirm this.
And do the people in our government here in the United States know the shadow government to exist, all of them?
Some of them do, some of them don't.
The president? Is the president aware of the shadow government?
Well, I believe the President Biden has been a politician for the past 50 years. I'm sure that he must be quite familiar with the shadow government. On the other hand, President Trump was not.
And I'm taking a lot of risk doing this. But it is my mission. It is a moral obligation. So, yes, few people on Earth have set themselves in a location where they actually purchased the country. And from that perspective, they were able and they are able to conduct the activities of the daily life of the world, and particularly directly linked to extremely powerful governments, including the U.S. And I can tell you today that the Biden administration is under the control of the shadow government. I can confirm this without any hesitation, based upon the information that I have.
I can tell you for a fact, one thing, I'm giving you the exact date, on December 18, 2018, Donald Trump from the White House announced the withdrawing of the U.S. troops from Syria. That was in his presidency. The very next day, we were informed of this. On December 19, 2018, I was the first one to be informed that Donald Trump will no longer be president of the United States of America, starting with 2020. We knew that very, very well. Why? Because by doing it so, he was touching the core, the essence of the funding of the shadow government, which is military intervention. And by withdrawing the troops, that would go against, obviously, those fundings.
So military interventions fund the shadow government.
I couldn't hear that, Stu. I'm sorry.
Military interventions fund the federal or the shadow government.
Indirectly, yes. Yes. You know, 20 years in Afghanistan, one country, $1.7 trillion American dollars. You know what you can do with this money in your country?
Huh.
And times. So, and also, what are we doing? It's the same thing with my country, France. What are we doing always sending troops to some countries that never declared any war in return? Isn't it interesting that each of all military intervention are always held in countries in the midst of big, major economical interest? This
okay,
has to
Sam,
be disclosed.
We can cut it off because we're coming to the top of the hour. It's interesting that he didn't mention how much that military presence supports the international drug trade, illegal drug trade, illegal organ trade, illegal child trafficking trade. I mean, that's just for all you goofy patriots who think the United States is in any way a noble country, we are nothing more than the Luca Brasi serving the Jewish godfather in all his satanic and despicable activities. And so stay tuned. Hour number two, we're going to open up the phone lines after these breaks.
hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.